Abby, today we have a very, I think, interesting topic, and one that is probably going to be not unfamiliar to most of our listeners.
A lot of us can relate to it. We titled the show, Now I Lay Me Down to Worry. Think about it for a moment. You're getting ready to finish your day. You're getting ready to hit the sack, and you immediately crawl into bed and pull the covers up, and all of a sudden the worry starts. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, no, never.
As a person who is who knows a few that do suffer from the lack of sleep at night, I myself know what I did for myself, but I struggle with articulating it. You know, things like the Lord tells us to not let, you know, tomorrow's tomorrow, today's today, and yesterday already happened. Stop worrying about it, right? Enough evil in one day. So I'm wondering, you know, what could I say around those elements to help them out of their stress?
Yeah, I would just take a first swing at this, Odysseus, and I would say, first of all, I'm happy to hear that you have found the formula that works for you. And that scripture passage that you referenced is Matthew 6:34. It says, "Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof," and evil could be substituted with, you know, worry or concerns or all sorts of other things. But it says, "Therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself." And here's our loving Father in heaven basically saying what I think Debbie and I were trying to, I was fumbling my way through a few minutes ago, and say that God really does. He really does care for us down to the littlest tiny detail. There's that other scripture passage, you know it well, Odysseus and Debbie, where it talks about every hair on your head is counted, you know, and the birds of the air, they fly and they gather and they, you know, store up food. And, you know, if God does this for all of them, how much more so for us, because we have eternal immortal soul.
I, like you, come from a family of Italian warriors. A couple of years back, I went through some really deep anxiety where I would go nights and nights and nights consecutively without getting even a half an hour of sleep. At the time, I wasn't as deep in my faith as I am now, so I couldn't concentrate to read or to pray or any of that. But praise God, I'm better now, but the cycle of worry could creep up again, because I have two aunts, two of my mom's sisters that are simultaneously have really serious cancer, and one is probably getting to the end. And so I just wanted to ask your listeners for prayers for Anna and Jean. They both need a miracle right now.
Wow. Well, Kathy, I can tell you this. First of all, prayers are with you. We're a strong prayer family.
I know you are.
Yeah, big time. So you can count on that. But what you just shared is going to help so many people right now.
I hope so.
Yeah, because there's a lot of us that feel, we just kind of feel responsible for everyone and for the things we do, for the things we didn't do. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves. But we, as Catholic Christians, we know the ending of the story. We know it. And we have to focus on that, because that is what's going to keep us persevering and keep us moving forward. Kathy, just like the saints did, just like Padre Pio and all the saints, they kept focusing. They had their eyes fixed on Jesus, and they would say, "Jesus, I trust in you," or the prayers they did, or anything they needed to do to shut out the worry of this world. And you're doing it.
Come join the conversation. Give your take Monday through Friday at 12 Eastern on Take 2 with Jerry and Debbie.